Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He runs up the field and gets out of bounds, but that is not a first down pickup, and it's far short of it.
Oh, we got reaction.
We got flags. And the Steelers, we got a kick in the end zone by a Steeler. And
look,
I think
out.
The kick to the head.
He hit him with a helmet.
Tried to hit Mason
with the helmet.
Well, this just sets the stage for
the rematch.
Yeah, it does.
That's inexcusable. I don't care, rivalry or not. We can't do that. That's kind of the history of what's been going on here lately. Hurting yourself and that's just endangering the other team. That's inexcusable. He knows that. I hope he does now. It's tough.
Marquise, should Garrett be done for the year for what he did?
Absolutely, 100%. We'll see how serious the NFL is about their players.
Do you expect anything to happen to you?
Who cares? My man got hit in the head with a helmet. I mean, I'll accept whatever penalty it is.
Can you remember being that angry on a football field?
Nah, I blacked out. I don't even remember it, really, to be honest with you.
Wow. Well,
round
two coming up
in
2 weeks, by the way.
That's one of those where you get up in the morning and you go, wow, I didn't see that coming. Speaking of, going to be a hot topic all over, not only sports world, but we'll jump into news today because of how vicious it is. And, by the way, going to be a lot of people saying he should be arrested and that Mason should have him arrested and all the other stuff that takes place. I prefer things stay on the field. And
Marty McSorley, remember him, the hockey player?
Yeah.
He was charged with assault, placed on probation for 18 months when he hit Donald Brashear in the head with a hockey stick.
I always say this, and I know you get in the heat of the moment or you want to get even if somebody's done something to you, but lack of respect, and by the way, all over that game last night, the lack of respect in hockey and in football is incredible. It really is. Occasionally a pitcher will throw and hit a guy in the head. And he says he didn't do it on purpose, which I believe 99% of the pitchers can control where they throw it on about every pitch. Some will get away. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But the lack of respect, the cheap shots in hockey and in football, and we saw him last night, some helmet to helmets, which you get enough of those, man, you're going to have brain damage. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. You get enough of those, you're going to have big problems. So, and the league, I mean, NFL, Roger Goodell, the part that's not his fault, to be fair to Roger Goodell, who I'm not a fan of at all.
Really?
But you never know that.
No, I don't know. Wow.
But it's not Roger Goodell's. He's trying to clean up the helmet to helmet so he doesn't have at the back end when you get older, guys get in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and are committing suicide or have brain damage or can't remember yesterday or, have somebody taking care of them full time. If we don't think some of this has to do with because of these hits, it's a problem. And so this commissioner is doing everything he can. That's why I think he's going to come down hard because, helmet to helmet's one thing that's really bad. How about helmet to a head without it on?
Right. With his own helmet.
Yeah, with his helmet.
Right.
Yeah, he got hit by his own helmet. That's right. So anyway, it's a bad look, and I'm guessing he's going to come down real, real hard.
And I think real quick.
Guy.
I think real quick also.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a –
there's no investigation needed.
Right.
Like,
I've seen that
why
highlight.
Why did you do it? Like the commissioner, why did you do it, Miles? We wanted to ask you. Like, no. It's like we saw it.
Right. And the world saw it. I mean, how many times have we seen that highlight? It's 9:07 since we started at 6 a.m. Not before that because you've been here since like 2 a.m. But since 6 a.m., since we started, I've seen that highlight, not even joking, on both TVs, ESPN and NFL Network, 50, 60 times.
21-7, seconds away from a really good win against a team that's owned you in that division. Cleveland, I mean, they got 21-7 win to celebrate at home. And instead, this ends up, so now nobody's talking about the 21-7 win. It's all about Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph and Maurkice Pouncey, who right. also jumped in. By the way, I know some people have taken some shots at Maurkice Pouncey going back to, by the way, I just want to say, like, he did absolutely the right thing protecting, even if he's got to get suspended, 100%. If you don't think, I don't know how many of our offensive linemen would have done it, but I know if Richie Incognito was here,
oh my God,
he would have taken care of it.
He would have ripped somebody's head off.
Richie would have been suspended.
Right.
Richie would have been all over this. I don't know how many guys in today's, you know, game. I'll tell you, LaJuan with Tennessee, you can say whatever you want. You hit his guy.
Right.
He's getting suspended. He's going to – Pouncey's one of those guys.
Both of them. The other one, too.
They're going to – and listen, man, I got no problem. He saw a square shot of that helmet coming over the top, and he went, it's on, man. He threw punches. He kicked him.
He shouldn't be suspended. I assume he'll get, what, one game?
I don't know.
But he shouldn't be suspended. Right, you should be allowed to defend your quarterback.
No, I
mean, if a guy takes
that.
Off his helmet and smashes him over the head with it, you should be allowed to defend your quarterback.
But the league's not into retaliation. The second guy gets it worse than the first guy sometimes.
Right.
It's not really retaliation. I mean, the guy was smashing him with a helmet. Like, you had to get him on the ground and kind of disable him, right? Like, you can't just let him keep doing that.
Yeah, but they would say, the league's going to say, we need you to break it up and get those, and cool down everybody. It doesn't make it right, although we all grew up going, wait a sec, man, that's what offensive linemen do. You protect your guy.
I'm no Freddie Roach here, but I just saw 7 punches and 2 kicks by Maurkice Pouncey, and that's the only thing the NFL office is going to look at.
Right. They're not going to look like, hey, you're defending your guy, right?
You're good.
We're giving you benefit. That's not the way the league works. No. So, like, Hollywood,
it's not the way the league works, but that's how it should work.
No, it's unfortunate.
You don't think he should be suspended, right?
I understand he's going to get, but I'm glad, and I think the coach, and if the owner could, they're going to defend him and tell him, we got no problem with what you did.
Right.
But the league does. but we're not the league. We're just this team, and you're probably going to get, I'm guessing he's going to get suspended for the kicks. The kicks will get him in.
Well, the punches, too. He threw punches.
Yeah, the stomps.
There were a couple kicks. There were 7 or 8 punches. There were a couple kicks. Like, he's going to – that's what they're going to look at. They're not going to look at the grand scheme of – you're right.
That looked like world wrestling a little bit.
No, it did.
When he came, he was jacked up now. Maurkice was jacked up.
He was 10 yards away. He wasn't even one of the 2 offensive linemen that was in the middle of the Garrett and the Mason Rudolph thing. He was 10 yards away, saw what happened, and ran over – like he was tagged in a tag team wrestling match and just jumped off the top rope. And you know what? You're right. The coach and probably the people around him, his peers, are going to say you did the right thing. The NFL is going to say, we understand why you did what you did, but we counted 7 punches and 2 kicks. You are going to be suspended one or two
games.
They're
not looking at the emotion or doing.
No,
like,
it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
It ain't going to fly. No, it's not going to fly. But what if the suspensions are going to go way over $1 million?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Garrett by himself.
That's what I mean, but way over from there on. And then the guys that get suspended lose that paycheck, whatever it is. And let's face it, you can do the math. If a guy's making $8 million a year, he's going to lose $500,000 for a frigging game.
Right, right.
I ain't smartest guy, but I can figure out the basic stuff when you divide it up and do it. So
Pouncey is 12 yards out of this. The more I look at this, the more they show the replay. He's worried about the play. He's not even worried about the quarterback.
Yeah, but he did the right thing.
Of course. I agree. I would have done the same thing.
Well, one of the leaders of that team.
Right, he's the leader on that team. He's the offensive line captain of that team. He's going to do that, especially for his quarterback, whether it was Big Ben, Mason Rudolph, or Joe Rosa quarterback.
I got news
for
you. You body slam somebody's quarterback or hit him late.
Getting hit.
Offensive lineman needs to do something. I'm not saying kick him, but you need to tackle him. You need to jump on him. You need to let him know that's not flying.
By the way, Antonio Smith, remember that replay someone put up? He was suspended 2 preseason games and 1 regular season game because it happened late in the season. 2 preseason games and 1 regular season
game. I'm guessing it's going to be worse this thing. Anyway, everybody's going to have an opinion on this one. We know that for sure, that we're going to have people from all over Everybody sees this, can look at it, and people on the outside are going to think, I know, I can tell you people on the outside.
The non-football fans?
Yes, my wife is going to say, is he getting arrested?
Right.
First thing my wife's going to ask me, is he going to get jail time for that? And then, you know, you're going to get a lot of that today.
Right,
there's
right,
going
right.
to be people in the legal field that are saying that should go outside. Because a lot of people were salty about the whole thing. And
you think this is good for football at the end of the day, for the NFL? It's a massive story now. It's all we're going to be talking about. Everybody wants to watch the rematch in 2 weeks.
Right.
You know what it did? It did for every other sport last night. Now has to take a back seat. Because you can't even get scores of games last night after this thing because the video is so good. It was on national TV. It was on Fox and NFL Network. It was slowed down. It built up. I mean, it's made. There's 20 seconds to a minute of stuff and of more people coming in. The sound after. Then people stayed up to hear what everybody was going to have to say about it.
Of course.
You couldn't get enough of it. And then it just kills everybody else's big wins last night or big losses in hockey and basketball. Took not only a back seat to it, there's no seat to it because this is the only thing. Nobody's talking about a guy coming back for the Clippers last night with his first game.
Paul George. Nobody
cares that the Heat got second best record in the East now.
Right, right.
What? The Heat look unbelievable. They just beat the crap out of the Cavs last night.
Paul George coming back. That's so far down the list.
He had a great game, too.
I know he did. Wait, the best is the fact
that the Knicks beat the Mavs.
Joe earlier was like, oh, man, Clippers lost last night. I'm like, yeah, Kawhi didn't play and Paul George debuted last night. Oh. Like, no one knew that.
I didn't even Melo's know. Back.
No one knew that. Melo's back in the NBA.
Melo's poor story.
They stole Melo's thunder a little bit last night.
Oh, he's pissed.
Melo to Portland might as well be Melo going to Hawaii to play.
Everything is on the back burner today.
We had the TVs on for 4 hours. It's the only thing they've shown this morning.
I told you. I must have seen that highlight now, or what low light, 60 times this morning.
Are you guys about ready for a little Mike Florio fix?
Oh, he is going to be on fire this
morning. He's going to want jail time, right?
Yes.
He wants to sue.
He said assault. He said assault.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.